Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There have been many developments in the House investigations into the First Family's international business dealings recently. There's one committee trying to get an FBI file alleging that President Biden took bribes. There's another IRS whistleblower who's alleging there's a cover-up in the investigation. Amid all of this, there was a Harvard-Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
The president has spoken to this. And there's nothing to these claims. And as for the whistleblower issue that you talked about and the document, I believe the FBI has spoken to that, and you're going to have to go to them on that.
That was Secretary of State John Kirby, almost in disbelief that anyone would even question the Biden family in terms of, oh, look at the Biden family. They're a stellar representation of all that is right in America. How dare you question it? And he's looking there just like, I can't believe that people would ask this question. But here's the good news, America. People are still asking this question. That was not a Fox News guy. I've never seen this guy. I don't know who he was with, but he put it out there. With all the allegations surrounding the Biden family, the royals. I want you to understand, I don't think too highly of the royals in Britain, but if this is our royal family, good Lord. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So consider. Well, first of all, John Kirby doesn't even, I'm not even going to entertain this idea. That's what they want you to believe. What are you talking about? Well, let me remind you what we're talking about.
I mean, look, this is, my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. This Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that is, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken it to a new level, this president.
So I play that clip to remind you that every single iota of what Joe Biden said was a lie. Every piece of it. Major people who work for Trump says Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. Republicans and the intel community. Now, let me remind you what Biden said about the intel community.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is, has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
Some breaking news for you. 50 former intel officials are standing by their October letter. Remember that? They called the New York Post bombshell reports on Hunter Biden's suspected corruption and influence peddling, nothing more than Russian disinformation. Now we have learned that federal prosecutors have been investigating Hunter Biden and his business associates since 2018. Well, the intel letter signed by the likes of James Clapper, John Brennan, Michael Hayden includes the statement, we do not know whether these press reports are accurate.
And, of course, what have we figured out? What have we found out? They completely backtracked. Oh, well, we didn't exactly say this. This is James Clapper. We didn't exactly say that. I didn't exactly do this or that. They're all backing away because they know the facts.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. Every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
There was no evidence until there was evidence. And now that we've got evidence, what are they doing? They're pretending that there's no evidence. Holy cow, man. What do we have to do to get these to get the Justice Department to do what it's supposed to do? How about that? How about Christopher Wray and the FBI just go do what they would do against an ordinary citizen? And you know what they would teach this country? They would say, there is nobody above the law. Joe Biden said out of his own mouth, I did nothing wrong. My family took no money from foreign governments. As they say on Maury, that was a lie. Man, we got these guys. And the only question is, are we going to finish the job? Lots more to talk about today. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return. What are you hiding?
That's a really interesting clip when you think about it. So Joe Biden denies taking any money. He says, I've never took $1, one dime from any foreign nation. And the way he says it, you know he's lying. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, there are people out there going, Kevin, how do you know? You can't just say that. That's just you don't like Biden. I don't care. I don't like Biden. I don't dislike Biden. I know he's a crook. I dislike disingenuous people and crooks. So from that perspective, yes, I don't like Biden. I don't like what his family's doing. I don't like the way he's using America to feather his own nest. I don't like that he is a pathological liar who's brain dead and never should have been president of the United States. He was cheated into office. I don't like any of that. And I wouldn't like it if Trump did it. Or Reagan. If you can't win on your own merits, you don't deserve to win. But we don't have that system in place right now. We have a completely different system. And I don't know how many movies you watch and things you pay attention to, but let me tell you, this is the way the system works. As long as you abide by it, it'll be fine. And if you buy into it, it will allow you to flourish. But if you play by the rules and you happen to bump into the system, it will destroy you. And that's why I'm telling you right now, you got to get used to this idea that Earth is nothing more than a resting spot for what comes next. Because this Earth can ruin you, and we are in a time when people are ruined by one single utterance that can be as innocent as you want to make it. But if you're on the right political side, you can say you ain't black. You can talk about Pakistani workers at 7-Elevens. You can hang out with segregationists and KKK members and extol the virtues of racists at their funerals. You can get away with that if you are of the political persuasion that will allow that. But if you're not, your life can be over. You have to understand how fleeting this life is and that it's going to end. And you hope it ends on your terms. Maybe you get a little bit of enjoyment out of it if you're lucky. And if you're really fortunate, you will learn how to measure that enjoyment. And it won't be around money and power. It'll be around your friendships and what you were able to accomplish and how much closer you got to this higher power that tends to drive the majority of us. By the way, even the people that don't believe in a higher power, I promise you, inside of their being, they know it exists. They don't want to admit it, but they know it exists. There's something driving their activities. So Joe Biden says, when he wants to deflect, this guy's got a secret bank account in China. Why did he use the word secret? Let me ask you, if you went to London to do business, do you think you'd have a bank account in London? If you went to Korea to do business, South Korea, would you have a bank account in South Korea? Short answer, of course you would. Everywhere Trump is doing business or wants to do business, he would be smart to establish a bank account there and build a banking relationship. But you know what Joe Biden goes on to say? This guy here, he does business in China. Okay, who else does business in China? You know what's a better way to ask that question? Who doesn't do business in China? It's like me saying to somebody, the people are, Kevin, we should buy American. I ain't going to buy Chinese. I'd say, you better shut up. Because if I took everything off of you that came from China, you'd be butt naked and have to walk home. So don't tell me what you would, China. Of course we do business in China. It's a global world. You do business in China. People, buy American. Okay, do your best to buy American. But don't tell, Kevin, our shirt, this is 100% American, 100% this. There's rarely anything that you do that is 100% American. They may get the cotton from China, or it may be assembled in China. I don't know. But it's rare that you get anything that's not done from some other country. And by the way, is it just China that we want to target? Or is Buy American about buying American, or is it about we're not going to let China dictate our policies? We understand the threat. Would you buy from Malaysia? Do you buy from Russia? By the way, I don't know if you know this. Many of the websites and things like that are being built in the Philippines or being built in India. Is that Buy American? When you advertise your site, you know, what you're going to do. Is it completely American? Look, I'm 100% for doing everything we can for our country. But I also know it's a global world. And it's okay that you do certain services and you move things around. That's the nature of the being, the nature of business. Anyone want to go back to this? He does business in China. How dare he? Look at that deflection. I don't know how Trump answered, but I would be like, okay, so I do. Does the United States do business in China? Because last time I checked, we got a pretty big deficit. So who's doing business there? Are you mad that GM, Caterpillar? You know, name the 50 biggest companies in the world in America. I will practically guarantee you they're doing business in China. They go on to talk about Joe Biden and his... Because what I'm talking about is this guy taking money. He denies that he took money. It's a blatant lie. He knows he did. And what was interesting is I told you guys Joe Biden took his taxes down off of his website. 2016 to 2018. Then they put them up. They were down for months. Then they re-put them up. Has anybody in the media talked about what changes were made when they took them down to when they put them up? I would love to see an investigative report on that. I didn't click them. I don't have the time. But here's what I'm going to bet you. I bet you Joe Biden took those taxes, scrubbed the living daylights of it, got the DOJ and those people to start scrubbing documents related to where their money comes from because they don't want you to know the truth, that sucker's on the take. They said this, government, link to Biden's 2019 tax forms and 2020 financials disclosure report to the Office of Government Ethics appear to have never been affected by the purported website link error cited by the DNC. They're calling this an error. It's no error. Isn't it very convenient that the Biden family, who's under investigation because now we have their bank records and we can tie directly to down to their grandchildren, and nobody's saying a word. Media pretty much mums the word. We just played a clip of Kirby who says, what? What are you talking about? There doesn't seem to be anything wrong here. What do you mean that Biden's doing something wrong? When you're paying your grandkids with Chinese money, something's wrong.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is watching a newly formed tropical depression centered in the Gulf of Mexico, about 300 miles west-northwest of Fort Myers, Florida. Some good news for former Vice President Mike Pence. He's in the clear with the Justice Department regarding the small number of classified documents found at his home. The news comes just days before Pence is set to announce his run for president. President Biden will talk about the debt ceiling bill tonight in a nationwide address. A much better than predicted jobs report. The Labor Department says the economy added nearly 340,000 jobs last month. The expectation was about 200,000. With Amazon Prime sales down, the retail giant's looking for new things to sell us. The latest may be cell phone service. Amazon's reportedly in talks with Verizon and T-Mobile about connecting to their towers to offer a mobile plan for as little as $10 a month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As I contemplated this next story, it made me think about Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. If you're, over 50 years old, you probably remember this story, but it was the whole women's movement, Helen Reddy's song out, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and Numbers Too Big to Ignore, etc. I think the song was I Am Woman, right? And, it was a big deal that Bobby Riggs, he was 55 years old, challenges Billie Jean King, who was pretty much in her prime, and this was going to define the women's movement. And it's so funny because I think back on it and I think to myself, leftist women and feminists, you people are a joke to me. I'm not talking about feminists who, like myself, who say women can be whatever they want to be. They, you know, they could be CEOs, etc. They're not going to outrun a dude on a track. They're not going to beat up the heavyweight champ of, you know, MMA. But they can do a lot of stuff. Okay? But they're not going to dominate men in physical stuff. It's just not going to happen. But in terms of being what you want to be, doing what you want, I'm a total feminist. You could be my boss. Whatever. I don't care about any of that. I don't have these restrictions on the man has to be in charge. Now, I will say this. I have my biases on if you have a company of women versus a company of men. I believe the company of men will perform better than the company of women. Now, there are going to be people that get mad at me for saying that, but I'll tell you why. Because men, we just pretty much go, let's make it work. Women have too much emotion into things. Guys, I know I'm stereotyping and I'm going to get a lot of negative press. I don't really care. But I'm going to tell you, give me a guy running a company that's got a management team of men, and the likelihood of that team doing better than a team of women is, in my opinion, 95% of the time that's going to be the case. It doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time, which gives me enough wiggle room to get out of this, but I don't need to get out of anything. Most people I know believe it. Just like this statement I'll make. Most women don't want to work with women. Then there are women out there nodding their head going, you're right, you're right. Now, of course, the feminists are going to go, oh, look at this misogynist talking about women. I'm telling you the truth. I don't. If you give me a competent woman who's not taught, who isn't all about her womanhood, I'm happy to work for her. You give me a woman that is all about, I'm a woman and blah, 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 and you can listen to me and all that, then I'm going to give you a recipe for failure. And the reason why women struggle in this regard is because they are not used to being in charge. They haven't. And maybe this will change over the decades. Maybe when enough women have been in charge for long enough, this statement will no longer apply. But today, it applies. Going back to Billie Jean King. They get a woman in her prime to play tennis with a dude who is way past his prime. and she beats him. And that is a cheer for the women. Woo-hoo! Look at us! Now, Billie Jean King couldn't have beaten the number 200 male tennis player in her age category. More than that. She couldn't have beaten him. Go look at, you know, the best times that women run in the marathons, for example. They'll be, the best time that a woman runs wouldn't be in the top 100 of men. And I could go on. But this is a badge of honor. Woo, we're women. A woman beat a man in tennis. No, she beat an old man in tennis. And that's when you're groping for stuff. That's when you're like, you know, we're going to prove it. And we'll prove it in ways that don't matter. And it cracks me up right now that this whole trans thing is coming back. I don't know if you remember Dr. Renee Richards. She was a dude who played tennis. And that was the first openly trans dude, you know, that became a woman. And I don't remember what happened, but I think she did pretty well against the women. But now that it's become in vogue to let men play in women's sports because they declare themselves to be transgender, the floodgates open and women are in big trouble. And the story that I'm going to bring you next is an atrocity, because the fastest girl in Connecticut is suing because transgender men had been beating her on the track for a long time, for her entire high school career. But the most appalling part of this story, folks, is the fastest girl in Connecticut is white. That's what shocked me. What? I see a title, the fastest girl in Connecticut, so I'm like, you go, sister girl. You get those transgender shoes. You don't you let them mess with black. What? It's a white girl. Melissa and I were coming back from California, and there was a track meet, big track meet, and GCU, Grand Canyon University, their team was on the same flight. So we get off, and I'm seeing these kids coming off, and as a former track athlete, I'm like, hey, so how'd you guys do? And they're like, oh man, we didn't do too well, you know, because I mean GCU just doesn't have a great track program, but because I talked to some guys from Texas Tech. And the kid ran a sub 1,000 meters, which means he's moving. So anyway, I was talking to GCU guys, and I go, well, what do you do? He goes, I'm a hurdler. And what about this guy? He says, he's one of our decathletes. And then this white guy walks off, and I said, where are your sprinters? And there were a couple of black dudes coming off, and they pointed at this white guy. And I said, y'all got a white boy that's running 100? And they all start laughing because they obviously had the same, you know, discussion. But it was funny. But the GCU, the sprinter, the 100-meter dash guy, is a white guy. And maybe they have more, but the one I saw was a white dude. Funny story. Anyway, let's get back to this story. At the end of the day, Chelsea Mitchell says, it's just about fairness. This is about biology. The 20-year-old is fighting for the integrity of women's sports after she lost more than 20 races over the course of her high school career, thanks to a Connecticut policy that allows transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports. Now, Mitchell, who has declared herself the fastest girl in Connecticut, is challenging her state's policy in court. See, this is the only way you get things done is you got to force this issue. And what cracks me up most about this particular issue is the utter conflict that it creates within the left. I'm going to make you a bet. This girl, think about it. She's been indoctrinated. And I want you to think about this in the bigger picture. All these girls that are in college are watching their girlfriends get kicked out of sports, lose their scholarships, etc., to transgender men, and the left is supposed to be helping them. This is supposed to be their cause, the LGBTQ cause, and the T of the LGBTQIAWTF is creating all kinds of havoc with these folks. All kinds of havoc. So this 20-year-old girl who's probably been indoctrinated, who's probably been a leftist since she got into college. Now, she might not be because she's a track athlete and she understands meritocracy and hard work. But it's all being torn apart because they're letting dudes compete in her sport. So she's teaming with fellow Connecticut residents, Selena Sewell, 20, Ashley Nicoletti, 19, and Alana Smith, 19, who ran high school track in the state at the same time as she did. The four are suing the Connecticut Association of Schools and the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, seeking to overturn a policy that allows transgender athletes to compete in accordance with their gender identity rather than their biological sex. And she said, I wanted to give voice to my story, help other girls out there so they wouldn't have to experience this. And what is this? This is the loss of everything that women fought for. That's what this is. This is a battle royale for womanhood. I want you to think about why they passed Title IX. I don't have daughters, so I don't have to think about it the way parents of daughters do. But I can certainly empathize. If I had a daughter and she worked her butt off to run, you know, to swim, to play volleyball, soccer, whatever, and suddenly there were a flood of men, posers, who want to be, well, we declare ourselves to be women because they want to, they're mediocre athletes as men and they want to compete as women. What happens to women? What happens to that little girl who works her butt off? She's running in school against her own gender and she's showing promise. And suddenly she's thrust into bigger and better. It reminds me of Florence Griffith Joyner. There will come a time where we wouldn't even know her name, Florence Griffith Joyner's name, because some guy will displace her. You won't know. I was about to name Marion, what's her name, but Jones, but she got was doping. But name the top American runners, world runners for that matter. Name those persons and understand that none of these records would matter. All that stuff is going to go away because transgender men will break every single record that women hold. And I want you to understand the devastation, the mental devastation of that. This is a girl who worked on meritocracy. She played by the rules. She did it. And she was dominant. And you know what happened? These people keep her from advancing. She's always number four off the podium. She doesn't get on the podium anymore. She's used to being on that podium. What is that doing? Forget the physical. The mental aspect of that is the real screw. That's the problem. She's gotten better and better, and it won't matter because the men are going to beat her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, you want some more interesting news? Female athlete retires after competing against biological men. We are chasing women out of sports. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I just talked about the atrocity of a white girl being the fastest woman in Connecticut. Thank God we got some tranny blacks that are running up there because they can take that record back. We cannot have white people be the fastest. What will that? The earth will have to tilt in a whole other direction. Little racist humor for you guys to get started. Anyway, we talked about this girl that is, all of her records are being broken. She can't go to the next level because transgender men, and what's interesting is transgender black men. What else, right? Transgender black men are destroying her records. And there's nothing she can do about it. So she and a group of girls are suing Connecticut. But now we get a story about a female athlete retiring after competing against biological men. Because she's like, if this is the way this is going to go, what good is it for me? What good? How good am I going to perform if my records are gone? If they continue this, let me give you some names that are going to go away. Martina Navratilova, the Williams sisters, Wyoming Atias. Give me your athlete. They're all going to go away. Maybe golf. Golf may be the only one where it doesn't happen. That's what I love about golf. You got to have a whole other set of skills. Because Michelle Wee proved that girls can hit the ball 300 yards. So if girls can hit the ball far and they have the finesse of the game, that's a different deal. But even with that said, the top female golfers cannot beat the top men golfers. You know, just flat out. But where the transsexuals will have their difficulties is trying to take over golf. But that's the only sport. Well, that and maybe curling. Curling, yeah. So maybe that was where there won't be any overlap. But other than that, they're going to dominate. Going back to this, a woman retiring, Hannah Arensman, 35-time national cyclocross winner, decided to retire at the age of 25 following a loss to a transgender competitor. She shared her decision along with 67 female athletes and supporters in a recent Supreme Court amicus brief in support of a West Virginia law that would keep biological men out of sports. Now, why am I talking about this? Why is this a big deal? Because this is one of these areas where conservatism can thrive. Conservatism can win. Because if we keep fighting for women, if we keep raising these cases state by state by state, we're pushing back against the T of the LGBTQ IAWTF agenda. That's what we're doing. We are protecting women. Remember, it's my body, I get to choose. Well, you don't get to choose who you compete against. You don't get to choose who determines that you really are a woman now. What's next if we allow transgender men to play women? What's next? Will it really be your body? I mean, what is the left saying by allowing this to occur? I'm not going to answer that question for you. It's a rhetorical question for me. I'm saying to you, what is the statement being made when the people that women have put their faith in, the ones who stand up for their "it's my body" nonsense, because as I say to them all the time, if it's your body, go sell a kidney on eBay. Show me it's your body. The only time it's your body is when they want to kill black and Latino babies in disproportionate numbers. Then they allow you to have your body. Because there's a bigger agenda at play, eugenics, okay? That's what they will let you have control of your body for. But you can't control anything they decide, even your womanhood. If you can no longer be a woman, is it really your body? Where is this going? I'm just posing questions for you, folks. I want you to understand this is a deeper discussion than what they want to tell you. Going back to Hannah Arensman, well, she says, "I've decided to end my cycling career." She called her final race in the elite women's division of the UCI Cyclocross National Championship in late December, where she finished in the fourth place, flanked on either side by competitors she identifies as male riders. "I came in fourth place, flanked on either side by male riders awarded third and fifth places," she stated. So she goes, I'm not racing against women anymore. I'm racing against men. And I've already, look, I don't need to go into this because we all understand the implications of that. If you're going to let men into women's sports, you're not going to have women's sports. The reason why they have a WNBA that very few people watch is because there's an NBA. And if you put in a middle league between men and women, what you're going to have is the trans league. Because the WNBA, which, by the way, does have a lot of very interesting creatures, but you're going to have a transgender league. within a decade, the Brittany Griners and all the whoever you think are the top female athletes in that sport will be replaced by the top transgender athletes in the sport. And if that's what you want, then go for it. Keep going down that death spiral. Anyway, Arensman expressed her frustration over the possibility that she might have been overlooked for the international selection on the U.S. team at Cyclocross Worlds in February 2023 due to a male competitor. She writes, or commented, "It's difficult for me to think about the very real possibility I was overlooked because of a male competitor." She says, "It's become increasingly discouraging to train as hard as I do only to lose to a man with the unfair advantage of an unandrogenized body that intrinsically gives him an obvious advantage over me no matter how hard I train." You know what this is akin to, folks, when you really think about it? This is akin to doping. This is effectively doping. They say, "Oh, no, no, she's on blockers and they do this and they take all this other stuff." I don't care what they do to chemically alter this person. The firing of the muscles in their DNA is programmed by an XY chromosome. They are men, biological men. And you can suppress it as much as you want, but the testosterone and the other physiological things that science has no idea about right now, maybe with AI they will, but right now they don't, is what allows them to still perform as men. And I don't know how many examples you need of transgender people dominating. Not just winning, dominating. I remember, what was the swimmer? This swimmer that's like not a second ahead, not 2 seconds, in an 800-meter race is like 20 seconds ahead of the women. In other words, it's not like they're close, like it's tight, where you go, "Well, you know, maybe you just need to train a little harder, Miss Arensman." No, it's so far that in her own language, she says, "Increasingly discouraging to train as hard." So what have you done? You've sucked the life out of this woman in terms of her. You've essentially said, just go be a secretary. You know, go do something that men cannot challenge you in, because if you do things where men are going to challenge you, you're going to lose. What sign, what signal are you putting out? She says, "I feel for young girls learning to compete who are growing up in a day when they no longer have a fair chance at being the new record holders and champions in cycling." And she's just mentioning her sport. How selfish of her. What she's saying, take out cycling for new girls and becoming new record holders and champions in insert sport here. You think Amanda Nunez, who's the UFC, one of the baddest girls on the planet, is going to last long when some transgender dude comes over there and absolutely drives her head into the mat like a pile driver? Like a, what do they call it? How's she going to fare? I already know the answer. So what's going to happen is a lot of girls are probably going to get on the steroids. And then, you know what? The eugenicists will win, because these girls won't have babies. She expressed her frustration and disappointment and criticized authorities for not ensuring fair competition. "I have felt deeply angered, disappointed, overlooked, humiliated." Think about that list of adjectives she's using to describe this. She's dejected in every way. She says this, "It's devastating. There are women out there who are retiring or changing their events because they're being forced to compete against biological males. Where those males, if they were competing in the men's category, would barely be mediocre." She's admitting what we already know, that, you know, you've got to separate these sports if you want women to stand out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.